News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Cabinet are meeting today. They're likely to endorse NPHET's recommendations that children aged 9 and over wear masks in schools and reduce indoor socialising. However, and this is interesting, the government aren't making these legal requirements. They're kind of leaving it as a recommendation to schools and to parents. So, for example, they're saying, you know, if you want to do a play date and go to the Panto, say, maybe do one of those things rather than both those things. We're going to talk to Sam McConkey and Sinn Féin's David Cunlan in a minute on this. But Ciara, you were talking about this last hour, and I completely agree with you. I actually like the idea that the government are saying to parents, you know what, you know your kids, you know what's best for them, you know what's common sense and what's sensible, and you decide. And like, but like, let's try and cut down on our social interactions, but let's not cut everything out, and we're not going to be prescriptive here. We're going to trust you guys to do it. I think that's kind of grown-up politics.
I think it's grown-up society, and I like it too. And I think you have to bear in mind one thing, and I'm not knocking it. I understand why the message is what it is from government and from NPHET. But we heard a clip there at the news for Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, saying the only reason we're bringing these in is to keep kids safe. Kids are safe from COVID. It is rare as hen's teeth for kids to become critically ill from COVID. It can happen. I always have to do the exception to the rule thing. It can happen, but it's very, very rare. We're bringing these in to actually protect adults, and we're helping to protect adults by getting kids to do these things. So it's not really about kids at all, and it is hard on them. So I like the fact that there's a bit of wriggle room here. Yeah, maybe your kids shouldn't go to a birthday party 7 days a week, but maybe you'll allow them to do something during the week, because yeah, they are paying a high price for all this. I think that's important. I like this. I think kids need this, and I'd be happy
and
with that.
People will, I can already hear people say, oh, it's mixed messaging. I don't believe it is. I think the message is pretty clear. Use your common sense.
Yeah, there could be an element of mixed messaging, but you know what? Maybe we need that too. Maybe it can't always be simple. Maybe it's too complex for it always
this
to be simple.
This is COVID.
Yeah, exactly. And I also think I quite like the fact that they're overruling NPHET largely, it looks like, if they go with antigen tests ahead of PCRs for people coming into the country. Because you know what? A PCR done 72 hours before you travel. A three-day-old PCR does not mean you're not infectious, you know, getting on that plane. Whereas an antigen test that's negative means you're very likely to be uninfectious getting on that plane. I think the government has finally woken up to things like antigen testing, even if NPHET hasn't quite got there yet. But look, let us know what you think. Do you like the way these new restrictions are being structured? No one wants new restrictions, but no one wants lockdown either. They're tweaking things. They're giving responsibility to us. Is that a good thing? What do you think? 53106.
OK, let's bring in Sam McConkey, infectious disease specialist at the Royal College of Surgeons Ireland, and the Sinn Féin health spokesperson, David Cullinan, on this. Sam, do you agree? Is the government going with the right approach here, do you think?
Well, I think what we've all realised is that the vaccine alone, as we've done it over the last few months, is not enough to keep COVID under control in Ireland. So we need some additional measures. I feel that we shouldn't see the children as being treated differently at this time. We should really all be doing those things. We should all be limiting our social activities and keeping it small. And we should all be wearing masks indoors, as most adults are. So I think the children like to mimic adults. Children, especially older ones, want to be like their parents. So I think we're asking them to follow very similar things to what most of us have been doing, and not going out socialising indoors 7 days a week.
Okay. What about the idea of masks for kids over the age of 9? That it does seem that is going to be introduced. We spoke to you, I think it was last week. You were a little sceptical about the evidence saying that masks on kids was a good idea. What do you think now?
Well, I still am. The European CDC and WHO looked at this and our own HICWA and found that there isn't really powerful evidence to suggest that it's a hugely positive thing. So
are NPHET wrong on this?
Children, sorry, Sinn.
Are NPHET wrong on this?
Well, I don't know. There again, it's children mimicking the rest of society. So it's saying that the children 9 to 13 will be treated the same as adults, essentially. Children kind of play with their masks and touch them, as unfortunately we all do. And that, of course, once you touch everything and touch your nose and put them on and put them off and wear them below your nose, it's a complex thing. So I think it's allowing our children to be like mini adults. And that's what children tend to do anyway. It's done, I hope, in a gentle, non-forceful, non-confrontational way. I hope there aren't argy-bargies and big arguments, because obviously there are people on the other side who would say, why aren't all the other children in my child's class wearing a mask? So we may find that there are parents who are very strong sort of mask advocates, and expecting and almost demanding that others do it. But I don't think we're at that point. We're just saying this is recommended that children copy the adults, which of course is what they like to do.
Okay.
How big a difference it will make, I'm not sure. I think the play dates and less socializing is much more important. Just socializing less is the answer. Not killing our social lives completely, but just doing it in smaller groups. And
picking one event, you know, if you're going to the panto, maybe not having the play date. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, socializing less is what we all need to do in smaller groups. And if you go to the panto, you know, go with the group of people you live with, sit in a bubble and enjoy it with the people you live with.
Sam, just before we let you go, how concerned are you about the Omicron variant?
It's a big unknown at this stage. We need 2 or 3 weeks to see how much death, disease and sickness does it cause in people over 60. The South African population are generally very young, and the South Africans are saying they're not seeing a lot of severe disease, which is great. Maybe that will translate into less severe disease when it spreads widely in other parts of the world, but we don't know that yet. I'm confident that there will be new vaccines against the Omicron variant in 3 to 6 months, and I'm confident that the new antivirals, there's one called molnupiravir, one called Paxlovid, that they will not only be effective against the old COVID, but also against the Omicron. So I think there will be solutions and tools to deal with them if it spreads widely, but I hope it doesn't.
Okay, Sam McConkie, infectious disease specialist at the Royal College of Surgeons Ireland. Thanks for talking to News Talk Breakfast. David Cullinan, Sinn Féin health spokesperson, has been standing by. What do you make of what the government is, it seems, according to reports, is going to recommend today? Do you think they're right? They're pushing back a little bit against NPHET.
Well, good morning, Shane. I personally believe in the approach of personal responsibility, and I think that's the right approach. Obviously, what we need to hear from government today is exactly what the message is, so what measures are advisory, what measures might be mandatory, and if measures are advisory in relation to advising people, including children, to limit social contacts. What we have to do is look at the consequences of that for businesses and for workers. So what I want to see is a joined-up approach. If the public health message from NPHET and from government is that people should limit their social interactions, and that will obviously have consequences for some industries. What I want to see is proper supports put in place for workers who might lose their jobs or lose hours, obviously, and also businesses will be affected. So we want to see that joined up approach from government.
Okay. David, your line is slightly breaking up. I don't know if you're in a position to move to a better place, but we'll persevere. In relation to, you heard Sam talking about the Omicron variant there, and obviously early days yet. Does Sinn Féin believe that maybe a mandatory hotel quarantine might be necessary?
Well, I think it's important, Shane, that we don't overreact. Obviously, we have to be cautious. Obviously, we have to be vigilant, and we will support whatever public health advice comes. So for me, it has to be to stay in tune and in step with the public health advice. I support the travel measures which have been taken so far. And obviously, if legislation is necessary to allow in the future for mandatory hotel quarantine, we will support it in Sinn Féin. We obviously have to position ourselves to be able to act in an agile fashion. So if that's required, we'll support it. And I think what we need to do is to learn more about the variant, to be responsible in terms of how we respond, but also to keep in line with the public health advice. And that's, I think, all we can do at this point.
Okay.
Obviously, it's a challenge. It's a difficult challenge in terms of this variant. And we have to make sure that whatever responses are needed in terms of travel checks are put in place as quickly as possible.
And just briefly before we let you go, David, antigen testing, are the government up to speed on that yet?
I think we're moving in the right direction, but I think it was a mistake from the minister not to make antigen testing freely available. If you look at the very high levels of uptake of the vaccine, if you look at PCR testing, for example, all of that has been a success because it has been freely available.
Mm. I think you can get them for about €3 now in a supermarket. I mean, that's not too expensive, really, is it?
Well, it might not be too expensive for me and you, but it is expensive for many families. So if you have a family of 5 or 6, and they have to isolate for 5 days and restrict their movements and take 3 antigen tests over a 5-day period, that's a huge cost on some families. So obviously some people can afford it, many people cannot. We have a cost of living crisis.
No, fair enough. The worry about giving them free is that people will just stockpile them, and it'll just be a waste of resources.
But who's going to do that, Jane? Who's going to stockpile
them? Oh, lots of people, David. That's what we do in this country.
Hang on a second. I listened to what you said earlier. You talked about personal responsibility. You have to trust people, you have to trust families, and you can put in place checks and controls. We have a free PCR testing, we have a free vaccine rollout, and let's treat people like adults. I think if we make antigen testing freely available, which we can do through the HSE and have controls in place, HSE has advanced purchase agreements for up to 10 million antigen tests, and they told the Oireachtas Health Committee they can extend that to tens of millions more. So the infrastructure is there, the ability to do it is there. The political will from government obviously is not there.
Okay, all right, we will leave it there. Sinn Féin Health Spokesperson David Cunlan, thank you indeed for talking to us. Apologies for the quality of that line there. Let us know your views on what Sam and what David had to say. 5216 at a cost of 30 cents.
Subsidising apart, it is interesting that the government is sidestepping NPHET on antigen testing at this point.
Yeah.
But